Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. This is To My Brother, and I'm your host, Mehdi. It's great to have all of you here, and today we want to talk about a character who not only influenced Muslims across the world, but influenced many non-Muslims as well. This great personality is the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace and blessings upon him. Imam Ali alayhi salam treated all human beings to be equal in the matter of rights and responsibilities, and he did not fix any limit in this behalf of equality among all human beings. And if he did fix any such limits, it was fixed keeping in mind the interests of the public in general, the people. And when we study the character of Imam Ali, we clearly see that he did not violate this freedom, the freedom of the people, the freedom of the public, the freedom in any of his laws, orders, rules, or regulations. And he always kept the public welfare in his view, in all his actions. He dealt equal treatment to both his friends and his foes.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام: الحدة ضرب من الجنون، لأن صاحبها يندم، فإن لم يندم فجنونه مستحكم.
أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام said, "Anger is a kind of madness, because the victim to it repents afterwards. If he does not repent, his madness is confirmed."
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is To My Brother, and we're talking about the universal persona of Imam Ali, the son of Abu Talib alayhi salam. So, dear friends, as we speak about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, we find that there were certain nicknames of Imam Ali alayhi salam, or, you know, in Arabic, they are known as laqab or alqab. And also he had these very beautiful nicknames, is what we were saying. These nicknames, of course, of Imam Ali alayhi salam had to do with the various different characteristics that His Eminence had. And so these characteristics and attributes that His Eminence Imam Ali alayhi salam had showed his persona and who he was. And because he expressed and he showed these characteristics, you know, we find that His Eminence was given these nicknames. Now, one of the nicknames that Imam Ali alayhi salam had was Siddiq. And so Siddiq, of course, it comes from the root letters Sadaqa, which is, it means truth. Sadiq, of course, is the truthful one. And so you have the six divinely appointed imam who is known as Sadiq, Imam Jafar al-Sadiq alayhi salam. And so Siddiq is like this even more potent form of this characteristic of Sadiq or Sadaqa. And so here it means veracious, one who is extremely truthful. And so this nickname, of course, was given to Imam Ali alayhi salam by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. And it was a nickname that demonstrated the fact that Imam Ali alayhi salam was the first to believe and have faith in the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, and that Imam Ali alayhi salam embraced Islam before everyone else. And so even His Eminence says that, "I am the greatest Siddiq, the greatest veracious one who confirmed to the truth, and I," meaning Imam Ali alayhi salam, "believed in Allah before Abu Bakr had believed, and I embraced Islam before he had embraced Islam." And of course, we find that in Imam Ali alayhi salam's own life, Malik al-Ashtar, this very famous and loyal companion of Imam Ali alayhi salam, addressed him as being the greatest veracious one, the Siddiq, just as Imam Ali alayhi salam referred to himself as Siddiq, of course, based upon the fact that it was the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household, who gave this nickname to Imam Ali alayhi salam. Now here, you know, of course, it is very easily understood that we too have to be truthful, we have to be faithful, we have to abide by our words, we have to abide by the trusts and the amana that the people give us or entrust us with, you know. And so telling the truth, of course, in situations where it is detrimental to us is very difficult, but it is in those situations that we must tell the truth. And so being truthful, being honest, not lying, not cheating, not deceiving other people, not misguiding other people, you know, these are things that we very easily say, but there are many people across the world, and even perhaps, you know, we sometimes fall into these traps of not telling the truth or not being honest or misguiding other people. May Allah protect us from these kind of sins and help us to be true followers of Imam Ali alayhi salam and be truthful in all our matters. A beautiful lesson indeed brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. At this moment, we invite you to listen to parts of the Arabic text of Ziyarat Aminullah along with its English translations. Please stay tuned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma fastajib du'ayi واقبل ثنائي واجمع بيني وبين أوليائي بحق محمد.
O Allah, give favorable answer to my prayer. Acknowledge the praise I sign in worship. Let there be peace and harmony between me and my friends for the sake of Muhammad, Ali, Fatima, Al-Hassan and Al-Hussein. Verily, thou art my benefactor who provides with bounties, the aim of my desires, the ultimate destination of my hopes in my future life and during this short life. Thou art my God, my Master and my Lord. Welcome my friends, keep our enemies away from us. To save us from the evil mischief, divert their attention. Let the true world come out in the open, supreme and dominant. Refute and condemn the fully, rendered contemptible. Verily, thou art able to do all things.
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen, and that is the universal aspect of his personality. We are talking to the Shias. Alhamdulillah, you know many, many examples. We are just highlighting some of these examples just to, for ourselves, to remember those examples and learn lessons in our own lives. When Ali was traveling from Medina to Basra with his army to deal with the rebels who had gathered in Basra, the Battle of Jamal, on the way the army stopped in a place called Rabza, and there was a caravan probably going or coming back from Hajj, I'm not sure. But they were passing by and they came to know that this is the army of Amir al-Mu'mineen. So they diverted the route, went there, they said, we would like to see him. They were blessed. They had the opportunity to see Ali. When they came, you know, Abdullah ibn Abbas, the cousin of Ali and a very close companion of the Imam, he went to the tent of Imam to inform him that these people have come to see you. They would like to hear something from you. And Nahj al-Balagha has that statement from Ali when he talked to them. Even Sheikh Mufid in Kitab al-Irshad also mentions that. But it's interesting, when Abdullah ibn Abbas went into the tent of Ali, what did he see? Who was this? He was Khalifatul Muslimin. He was the head of the Muslim empire of the time. In a way, absolute, you know, ruler of the time. And what he sees, he saw Ali sitting down on the ground with one, you know, pair of the sandal whose strap was broken, and Ali was stitching it again, mending it himself. Have you seen any ruler doing this? And even Abdullah ibn Abbas couldn't accept it. He looked at him and said, Ali, what are you doing? Now look at his argument. And they were very close. They were cousins, of course. He could say that, but others couldn't really talk to Amir al-Mu'mineen that way. And he says to Amir al-Mu'mineen, you know, why are you using your time in this? Your time can be better served by reforming us. There are people waiting to see you. Ali was silent, didn't respond to Abdullah ibn Abbas' statement. He continued, he was doing what he was doing. Once he had mended that one pair of the sandal, he put it by the other. Then he looked at Abdullah ibn Abbas and he says, Awwimha, oh Abdullah, what is the value of this? How much will you give me for this? And he says, Laysa laha qima. It has no value. It's so old, worn out, and it's repaired now. You know, it has no value at all. And Amir al-Mu'mineen says, still give it, you know, dirham figure, not dollar figure, to it. Tell me how much is this worth? And he says, kasru dirham, less than a dirham. And that's what Amir al-Mu'mineen says to Abdullah ibn Abbas, wallahi lahuma ahabbu ilayya min amrikum hadha illa an uqima haqqan aw adfa'a batilan. O Abdullah ibn Abbas, this pair of sandals that you say has no value are more dearer to me than ruling over you, unless I am able to enforce haqq and avert the batil. This is the perspective. To Amir al-Mu'mineen, the pair of sandals, worn out one, are better than becoming a ruler unless he is able to implement the haqq and get rid of the batil in the societies.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, To My Brother. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.